So good to be here. Thankful for what God is doing. Aren't you thankful? Amen. We're going to never get tired of being thankful, are we? Just like we'll never get tired of the Spirit of God. We're never going to get tired of the love of God. We're never going to get tired of giving because this is who we are. This is so good. Very glad for those that could join us online, and I'm very thankful for this opportunity to be able to bring the word of the Lord to you this morning. And I've been doing some praying and seeking the Lord, and I'm very excited about some of the things I look forward to sharing with you this morning. And I think it's going to be good, and we're just going to go forward. We're going to edify the word of the Lord this morning, so let's get into it. Then why don't you turn over to the Psalms? Let's see where we want to go to. Psalms. All right. Let's do 17 chapter. And we're going to go to verse 15. Okay. Now this is David, and he's at the end of a conversation here. But I just want to point out this one last thing that he says here, okay? He says, "As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness." That is some powerful words, isn't it? David's saying, I will be satisfied when I awake. And when I awake, I'm going to awake, Lord, I'm going to awake in your likeness. So waking up in his likeness is going to be a hope that we have just as David had in his heart. God, when I awake out of my sleep, out of this sleep, I'm going to awaken into your righteousness. I'm going to awaken in your likeness. And for a minute here, because I'm going to tell you right off the bat what is in my heart this morning. In my heart is the thought of being awakened. It's the thought of resurrection. It's the thought of coming forth. It is the thought of walking in a newness of life. But the thought of resurrection was such a powerful message in the gospel that even Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said towards the end of it, he said, if we believe that there is no resurrection, and if we do not believe that Christ was resurrected, then our faith is in vain. We have no gospel. Then we might as well just stop preaching the gospel and go home, because if the dead do not rise, then Christ did not rise, and our faith is in vain. And why do we stand here? But we know that Christ did raise from the dead. He is the resurrection, and he is the life. He is the one that awakens us. He is the one that speaks his life to us. He is the one that makes us alive, because everything he did was bringing in his life. So this is the thought. I'm just telling you straight up front, this is the thought. And how it might come forth this morning might be in a little bit different way. But it's all going to tie back to the thought of God raising us up and awakening us out of that sleep. So let's first talk about this one first part. I want to talk about the likeness. Likeness, and I want to talk about image. Likeness and image. Because in the scriptures, it says that, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we see him, we're going to be what? We're going to be in his likeness. We're going to be like him. And it says that everyone that has this hope in himself does what? Purifies himself. Purifies himself. So likeness and image, it's very, very important. The likeness of God. Also, I read on Thursday the scripture in Romans chapter 6, where it talked about, it says that if we have been planted in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of what? Of his resurrection. We're going to be like him. Isn't this what this transformation, this being conformed this whole likeness and images, isn't that what God's after, is to make us into our likeness, into His likeness, into His image? So we have some really good stuff in the scriptures that we're going to look at right now. We're going to go back to the very beginning where we see that He gave that likeness and He put His Son in that image. So very familiar to you, to us all, but let me build just a little foundation here, okay? We're going to go to Genesis chapter 1, and let's start in verse 24, okay? 1 and 24. It says, "And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after His kind." Notice that it said the living creature was going to be brought forth after His kind. "And the creeping thing and the beast of the earth after His kind." And it was so. "And God made the beast of the earth after His kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after His kind. And God saw it was good." Now this is on the sixth day of His creation. Verse 26, "And God said, let us make man in our image." God said, let us make man in our image. Not after the beast, not after the fowls of the air, not after the cattle, but let's make man after our image, after our likeness. And here's what He said to this man that He's creating in the likeness and the image of God. He says, "Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So was God giving that man dominion? He said, let that man who is created in our likeness and in our image, let that man have dominion. So God, verse 27, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female, created He them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful." Be fruitful. And I'm pointing these out because God said to the man that He created in the likeness and image to have dominion. He said, be fruitful. He said to multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over everything that moves on the earth. And go skip to Genesis 5 and 1 real quick. We're going to read that. Genesis 5 and 1. Is it there? Okay. "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made He him, male and female, created He them, and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created." And so the reason I wanted to bring all this out is because in the very beginning when God was creating man, He said, let us create man in our likeness and our image. And in the likeness and the image of God, this is what a man looks like. The man is going to have dominion. Now, dominion, that means that let's look at the attributes. The attributes of this man, does this sound like this is a weak and frail and feeble man? If he is given power and authority to have dominion over all the fowls of the air, the fish in the sea, the cattle on the earth, He's given this dominion. And He's also been given the commandment, go forth and multiply the earth. When we look at the disciples, did they go forth and did they multiply in the Word of God? As a creator, as God, does He not desire to bring forth and multiply and create? He's given man the same ability. Go forth and multiply. Multiply. Bring forth. Subdue it. Have dominion. This is a man of God that God created in the beginning. And then you have the Lord that took from the dust of the ground and He creates Adam, right? And then what does He do after He creates Adam? He says that there was no one to till the ground. So he created Adam, and he made in the earth a place in Eden. He made a garden. And we remember the teachings, right, where it talks about that this place was a meeting place where God and Adam would come and they would speak and commune. A very, very good teaching. It shows us that the Lord loved Adam and had a place for Adam to grow up and learn. And he told Adam when he put him in this garden, he said, look, here are the trees of life. Eat from all the trees. Here's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do not eat from this tree. Do not eat from this tree. But my point is that place in Eden, in the garden, was that a place for Adam to learn the likeness of God? Was that a place of fellowship where he could learn? Now, when you look at could we look at what was said there when he created man in the likeness of the image, that was a prophecy of what a man of God looks like, and that in creating Adam, was he there? Was he finished yet, or did he have to come to this? He had to come to it, didn't he, Megan? It was all for him, but was he walking in all of it at that time? He was not walking in it. But he was in a place in the garden where God could talk to him, where he could speak to him in the cool of the day and have fellowship with him. Fellowship. What does it say in John about the fellowship? This is why we fellowship. We bring our fellowship to you. Our fellowship is with the Father. We have fellowship with the Father. And so that's why we preach to you, so that we can bring you into our fellowship. The fellowship. So in the teaching, in the preaching, in the sayings, in the commandments, in the word of the Lord, the anointed word of God that comes forth constantly, is that not bringing us? When we let that work in our minds and in our hearts, is that bringing us into likeness with Christ? It's bringing us into likeness. It's conforming us. It's making us new in him. So we have, as we know, Adam, God puts him into a sleep, okay? He puts him into sleep because he says, not good that man should be alone, takes a rib from Adam and makes a woman. And then it says that bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman. So God puts Adam in a sleep, puts him in a sleep. Now, I want to remind you, the scripture we started with was with David saying, I shall be satisfied when I shall awake, when I shall awake, and I shall be in your likeness. So the question here becomes, when you get put into a sleep, and is that, you know, let me just say this. When they were talking about Lazarus, they said, the Lord said, he sleeps. And they said, well, then he does good if he sleeps. And the Lord spoke plainly to him and said, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is dead. So he got put into a sleep. He's in a sleep. Or you go into a death. And do you have to be awakened out of a death? Do you have to be awakened? Yes, you do. Because if you don't, you will continue to sleep. You will be you'll be in snoozeville. I'm just remembering what my good friend Rick would say. You're just snoozing. Your angel in heaven is snoozing. He's not awake. He's asleep. So God puts Adam in this sleep, and he makes him a woman. And then all of a sudden, as we know, in chapter 3 of Genesis, that's when there's this dialogue between the serpent and Eve. And she begins to get seduced by the serpent. And she partakes of the fruit, then brings it to Adam. He partakes of the fruit. And then the Lord's calling for Adam and says, Adam, where are you at? I was hiding myself. I was hiding myself because I was afraid. And he said, well, did you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? I commanded you not to. Told you not to do it. And then he begins to pronounce the curse upon the serpent. He pronounces the curse upon the ground for Adam's sake. And then he tells the woman that in childbearing, she's going to have sorrow and conceive and bring forth, but she'll be saved. And then he puts them in coats of skin and puts them out. But let's not forget that Adam was put into a sleep. He was put into a sleep. a place in the garden, a place to come to know God, a place of fellowship where the word of the Lord is teaching you who God is. And now Adam leaves this place, and then he begins to create in the earth. And what does he create? What is the generations of Adam and after the flesh? Good and evil. Good and evil. Good and evil. Good and evil. And that generation, that seed line in the flesh, constantly produced good and evil. Good and evil. All the way down. And so that likeness and that place where he was learning God, now there's a going out. And there's a departing and there's a separation from that. And thankfully, so thankful that the Lord sent his word and he sent prophets. He sent messengers to remind Adam and the seed line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they were of the promise that they would inherit this promise, which is eternal life. Right, Brad? The eternal life. So God put prophets there to continuously remind them and put them in remembrance of the word of the Lord. Yeah, you know what? This is what sin and disobedience does. It puts you in a place of forgetting your likeness with the Lord. Sin and disobedience puts you into a place where you remember sin and death and the things that are of the world. When God wakes you up, he's waking you up to remember that I created you in my likeness. I created you in my image. I created you after me. I'm a creator, and I create gods. God says he is light, right? And he creates more lights. Didn't he call us the light of the world? You are the light of the world. Go forth and let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So he created us with that likeness and that image, and he put it in prophecy for us to come to. And so let's look at a couple of scriptures. I want to show you some things here about image. Put up the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 47. Actually, do 46, 15 and 46. 15 and 46. Paul is speaking, he says, "Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy." Who is that? Adam. We're talking about that first man being of the earth, earthy, being that which is natural. And it says the second man is the Lord from heaven, being the spiritual man. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. So he's just showing us that if you're of heaven, you're of heaven. If you're of earth, you're of earth. But in verse 49, it says, "And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." And now what a hope. Do you guys see hope in that? Is that your hope? That if you have been put in Adam, if you have been put in that resemblance, that place of separation through Adam, a son. But this son went the way of disobedience and sin and separation. And we have borne, he's saying we have borne that image. Have you ever been or ever been able to see your likeness after the image of the man Adam in the earth? I have. You know what revealed it? And what's revealing it? It's the Word of God. The Word of God is revealing this. And you know what? You could walk around and you could say, "Well, I'm like Adam because, you know, I stole something here. I get very angry and upset when this happens, and I manifest all kinds of, you know, crazy, absurd actions, and you could look at this life and you could point to a lot of things that you could say, well, this is why I'm like Adam. But if you are real, we're talking about the Word of God discerning how He put you in the likeness of Adam. It's a different story, isn't it? In a different story, because He says that in death there is no remembrance of thee. So in this Adam, he forgets who he is. He forgot his conversation in heaven. He forgot that he was made in the likeness and image of God. And he goes out with a different remembrance, a different mind. And in that mind, there's things that are begin to come forth that begin to talk to him and begin to speak to him. And many things that are in that world. In that world, they just say that there are false prophets. Many false prophets have gone in that world. Many voices in the world. And they're talking and they're speaking just like Job. Did he have not friends that spoke to him? Many different voices. And what were they speaking to him? Were they speaking to him, Adam, remember who you are. Remember that you are forgiven. That this sacrifice, this remission of sin, God knew that he would have to prepare a sacrifice and bring a salvation to the world, and he did it by the eternal Spirit, and he forgave you of your sins. But no, you forget. You forget that you were once enlightened. You forget that you once had the commandment. You forget that you were once with the Lord, and then your remembrance is in the remembrance of Adam. Death, sin, separation, misinterpretation, false prophets working in the world, all these things that are working. And that is a remembrance not of God. But the word of the Lord has been coming to awaken us, to cause us to rise up and to remember that God created man in his likeness and image. It's a remembrance, guys. It's a remembrance. It's a coming forth out of that death. It's a coming forth. Let's go to Romans 8:29. We're going to look at a few scriptures here, okay? We got some fast fingers on that keyboard up there, so I'm not worried. That's destiny. Okay. So it says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son." Check that out. He predestinated this. He predestinated us to be conformed to the image of his son. Question is the word of the Lord, by remembrance, conforming us into the likeness and image of who God said we are? It is, isn't it? Every time we receive the word of the Lord, every time we come and God opens our ears to hear the word of the Lord, he is reminding us of who we are. That our beginning and our predestination was with him from the beginning. My beginning is just not here in this life as Tim McHenry. My beginning is with the Lord. My beginning was being made a son. That's my beginning. That's our beginning. Because he did say, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Let them have dominion. Let them multiply. Let them go forth and be blessed in the earth. God was calling that forth for his sons to have that. But here we have it. We are being conformed that we might, so that he might be, Jesus might be, the firstborn among many brethren. The firstborn among many brethren. Didn't it say that he is the image of the invisible God? Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. So when we need to see an image of who God is, it's Jesus. And Jesus always told them, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. This is easy. I am the persona of who the Father is. As my Father speaks, I speak. As my Father works in heaven, I work. I do his works. This is what Jesus did. He was the image of the firstborn. I want to say this. The firstborn. the image of God. Now, are we being conformed and also being made into God's image, that we would be His first fruits? That we would be the type of first fruits of Christ? Because who came first? Who did this? Christ did this. Christ is the one that was that came to the world without spot and blemish, and he overcame and had dominion. Did Jesus have dominion when he came to the earth? Did he operate as a son of God that you read there and we just read in Genesis 1 and 26? Have dominion? He did. But he did not come into the earth to be a king and to dwell there forever, because his place was heavenly. He had a heavenly thought in him that my home is not here, but I'm going to still work dominion in this earth. I'm still going to work it. I'm going to give it to you to work too. All right. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. And let's go to 3 and 17. So it says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord and are changed into the same image. Man, I mean, this is what the Word of God said. We are changed into the same image. And it says, from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is changing that image of the natural and of the earthy and of Adam. And he's changing it to spirit. He's quickening it. He's raising it up. We haven't even got to the awakening. I'm preaching everything that is about being awake, and we haven't even talked about the awakening yet. But we know what the awakening is, don't we? Do we know what it is to be awake? What is it to be awake? Hearing, resurrection, likeness. What happened to those disciples when the Lord took them up to pray? Did they have a little sleep working in them? Had a little sleep working in them. He said, come and watch and pray with me for 1 hour. And he came back and found them sleeping. He said, and then it happened twice. And he said, you cannot watch and pray with me for 1 hour? And because they were heavy with sleep. Heavy with sleep. But there came a time in their walk with the Lord where they were completely awake, weren't they? Look at the discernment they had, the wisdom they had, the spirit of resurrection that they worked in them. You know, we're talking about likeness. When they went forth, Pastor Dan has brought this to my attention, and I've been thinking on it. But when Jesus went to raise up Jairus? Okay, I knew I was going to stumble on that one. Forgive me. But he put them out of the room, and then he raised her up. And then you see in the New Testament, the apostles, do you see them doing the same thing when they raised up the dead? I think it was, who was it? Was it Peter's mom? Or it was one of those. I'll have to go back and look at that. But the point is that they were acting like Jesus did. They were resembling Jesus. They were in his likeness. They saw Jesus for 3.5 years work the works of God, raise the dead, cast out devils, heal the sick. And what'd they do when they were done in that discipleship? They went out in his likeness and they did the same thing. That's my point. They did which they had seen Jesus do. They acted like Jesus acted. They were in his resemblance. And even Paul, he said, I'm an ambassador of Christ. I am in Christ's stead. That's what he said. I am in Christ's stead. I am an ambassador for Christ. I am Christ to you because of the anointing and the word of the Lord. So he was acting as he was not acting, he was Christ to them because he was in the likeness. So, as the scripture says, But we all with open face behold in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, being changed in that likeness in the image of the Lord. Praise God. And then, now, one more thing about this image. Let's look at this here too. Colossians 3 and 8. Colossians 3 and 8. You are so fast at their destiny. You're actually getting to the scripture before I tell you. We there? It said, but now ye also put off all these, anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. All those things, all those works, they're the deeds of the old man. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. This new man that we're putting on, this new body, is it not created in the likeness and the image of Christ? If it's a new man, we're putting on Christ. If we are baptized into his death, we shall also be like him in his resurrection. We're walking in a newness of life. We have put off the former things. We have put off the mindset of death and forgetting who we are. We put these things off and we put on righteousness. We put on peace. We put on joy. We put on charity and we put on fervency of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. We put these things on and we walk in them because we have been created. We remember. We're remembering as we awaken out of our sleep. We remember that we are created in his likeness and after his image, that we can go forth and walk in newness of life. We can walk in the newness of life. We are transformed by the regeneration and the renewing of our mind. If anything was to come and renew your mind, what do you want to do it? You want the world to speak to you and put their word into you? Or do you want the Spirit of the Lord to speak his word and raise you up? Doesn't John chapter 5 talk about all those that are in the grave shall hear my voice? Yeah. All those that are in the grave, all of those that are in the grave, they're sleeping in death, and they hear his voice. And who brings them forth? The Lord. The Lord brings them forth. Those that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and those that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And it's all judged because the Lord raises it up and he brings it forth to all be judged. But we're being called to awaken out of our sleep, aren't we? Awaken. Now, we know this scripture very, very good. I'm almost done here, but I want to just, you don't have to go here, but let me just read it, okay? It says, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of our sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Who is the day? Jesus is that day. He is that day. He is the day of the Lord. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Isn't that that new man, that new body? We're putting on the new man, which is the armor of light. We're casting off the works of darkness, and we're putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that when he was with his disciples, he said that you cannot work while it is night. But while I am here, work, because the light is with you. It's day. It's the day of the Lord. I am the light. I am the day. Work while it is light. Work while it is light. So when Christ is here, what do? We begin to work. We begin to work. We begin to do as Jesus did. Amen. That's a very powerful scripture. I was just caught up in this when I saw this, that the night is far spent. The day is at hand. I mean, even back then at that time, you would say, this is so many years ago, and he's telling them that the day of the Lord is at hand? The night is far spent. Let us cast off the works of darkness, John. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us put on the new man, which is created in holiness, which is made after the image of God. And don't turn here, I got this. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 34, it says, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not this knowledge of God." So you awake to righteousness, you awake to God, you awake to the new man, you awake to remembering God. This is a resurrection, an awakening, to be awakened out of your sleep and to come forth and to put on that armor of light and that new man and to cast off the works of darkness. That is to be raised with him. Is it not? To be raised with him. We are raised with him. Do you believe we're raised with him? We are raised with him. By what? By the word. By the operation of faith too, right? Faith. Faith has put us into the body of Christ. And then the last one, it says, "Awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. As David said when we first started out, "I will be satisfied when I awaken, and I am in your likeness." When I awake, I'm going to be in your likeness. When the remembrance of who we are comes into our mind and we begin to remember that I am not of this death, I am not of this world, but I am of God. I was created in the image of God.
Interesting, Tim. You've always been in that likeness. You just forgot.
Just forgot it, huh? In your consciousness, the likeness changed.
But in God's, it didn't.
And James, that's exactly one of the main points I wanted to bring out, because I had in these meditations, I did have a quickening of the Lord that took place over a year ago, and I did share it with the church. But the quickening was that my angel spoke to me. Gary gave me that witness. Pastor Gary gave me that witness. And I knew that when the angel spoke to me, I knew that the thought in the angel was, I had never sinned. I had never left heaven. I never sinned against God. I had never sinned. But I was conscious of the part of me that did go out, that did leave God, it was in the earth, and that was in sin. I was aware of it. But in that remembrance, I didn't have remembrance of sin. I remembered that I loved God. I remember that I love the Lord and that I did not sin against my Creator. I never left Him. I never did go out. We're being brought to a place where we remember who we are. We're not of the wicked one. We're not of the world. We're not of that sin. But if you need a body to put it to, you can put it to Adam. Because that body was the image that did sin. And that did go out. But the Son of God, He loves the Lord, serves God, believes in God, hopes in God. And that's what we're being brought to. We're being awakened out of our sleep. We're being brought to the remembrance of who we are in Christ and who made us. God made us. He created us and He made us. Yeah, that's right, James. When Christ told the disciples, He said, "I give you power over unclean spirits. I give you power over," there are different things that were listed and named, but for sure said over unclean spirits, but He gave them power. And also too is preached by Gary, said it just on Wednesday, "I give you power to become the sons of God." I give you that power. That sounds like some dominion to me.
Power was bringing them into the remembrance
constantly. James, I believe that everything he spoke to them was to bring them into remembrance of who they were. Everything. And that's why, remember, he said, I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, and he's going to abide in you, and he's going to bring to remembrance everything I spoke to you. So the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God dwelling in us, is going to bring us to the remembrance of who we are in Christ. Good question, though, James. Anyone else? I'm done here. Is there any other questions?
Well, Tim, it's not a question, but okay.
That's right.
Say that God who started a work, he's faithful to complete it. Right? The scriptures say that. And he has long patience for that fruit of the earth to come forth. So I just thought that was very cool to think about that, man, that it's created that way because that's who he is. And that's who he's called us to be from the beginning. And he will finish that work.
Yeah, I believe that. Megan, he will finish that work. And it is good that the Lord, when, like you said, the Lord put Adam, when he created man, he created him in his likeness and his image and gave him power and to go forth, to multiply, and do all the works that Jesus would do as a son of God, as a son of God. But we know the son that did it. It was Jesus. Jesus did it first. Now, if you're a son of God, and we've been created in the likeness and the image, and we're being brought to the fulfillment of that prophecy, then we got to follow Christ, and we got to let that word of the Lord, that work of God, be completed in us. Because it says that we go from glory to glory. We're changed into his image. Faith by faith, word to word, believing. Every time God adds something to you, he quickens it to you. He brings it to your remembrance. He makes something alive in you. I am finding out that all that's happening is I'm remembering who I am. I'm remembering who I am in the Lord. And who I used to think I was, well, that's going to get buried. And that is getting buried in Christ so that we can be raised with him and walk in his likeness. Amen. You guys good here? Anything else? All right. One question?
Yeah. What was the scripture you read saying that about the day of the Lord?
You know what? I have a few scriptures here, Megan, but I will find that for you. Do you have just something to say on that? I can find it right now if you want. You want to say something on it? I'll do that right now for you. If I can find it.
Are you doing the one in Romans, Jim?
What's it say, Lawrence?
The nine is far spent. Yes.
Is
that hand?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yep, the night is, it says in Romans 13:11, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light.
That was it.
Yeah. You just wanted that scripture?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, all good. All good then. You got it. Then you guys are dismissed. God bless you guys. Have a great day, okay?